Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's a good game for him?
Yeah, the number one thing for me is, look, making the right decision. We talk about, you know, the correlation between turnovers and wins and losses. I just want to see the offense put drives together. I want to see the quarterback go out there and make good throws, go through his reads, and perform like we know he can.
Just don't turn it over, Jacoby Brissett, or else. And in fairness to Brissett, that's something he hasn't done a ton of in his career.
No, it's like the guy, though, that didn't strike out much. It's the guy, he hit any home runs?
No.
Right. No. No home runs, but he's not striking out.
It's just there's no – he doesn't make any plays. So he doesn't turn it over. He doesn't kill you, but he also doesn't make any plays.
Well, that's like the real game manager, right? I mean, that's a term that gets thrown around there way too much. And, like, guys that throw for 30 touchdowns, it's how can they really be a game manager? Like, they're at least putting the ball downfield, at least getting the ball in the end zone. But that guy that you're literally just begging them not to turn it over – and be like, hey, if we can get a field goal every once in a while, we'll take it. But just please don't. Like, 120 yards passing, no picks, and like that's a, like, we'll take it. But you can also only game manage, I feel like, truly, or have the quarterback, if you don't want to call it that, the quarterback that doesn't turn it over, is when you have Nick Chubb running the ball, you have the Cleveland Browns offensive line,
yeah,
and
talent.
Then like a decent defense. It's hard to be the game manager when the offensive line also stinks. And the running back is fine, but I just mentioned the offensive line being bad. There's no playmakers at wideout. And then the still kind of TBD with the defense.
Yeah.
Because that don't turn it over mentality is all right if your defense is nasty. And the Patriots have had some over the years. You know, like the Ravens in 2000, they were a team that, remember, like even if their offense didn't score, I think they would have gone 10-6.
Who was, was it like Tony Banks?
Yeah,
is that his name?
Well, Trent Dilfer,
and then
Trent Dilfer,
but
then
yeah,
took over and won the Super Bowl. But yeah, I think it was like might have been Tony Banks.
But I think they were winning games. They were like not scoring and winning games with Tony Banks.
But the defense was scoring more than the offense,
and they had to go to Dilfer. Yeah. So look, there's a reason he's 18-30 in his career, and he's never had a winning record. There's a reason for that. Part of it is he's been on bad teams. Which, what's this going to be?
Yeah,
but
go on.
Think about it. He doesn't turn it over, and he's 18-30. How do you get to that? You get there because he makes zero plays. Mm-hmm. He doesn't make the plays that are there to be made, which is why we're all in Drake May's corner. We're well established on that. Elliot Wolf spoke to the Boston Herald earlier today, Andrew Callahan, and said, yeah, the worst thing you could do is throw a quarterback out there before he's ready and get him benched. The best thing you can do is throw him out there, he's ready, and he can handle it. And now you have C.J. Stroud, Justin Herbert, Josh Allen, and the Patriots apparently are afraid to take that swing. But you knew that. So let's get to the opener in the NFL here tonight on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. You can dial us up, 617-779-7937, or text the program, 37937. If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or on YouTube, subscribe to WEEI. We'll get to our NFL awards coming up about 15 minutes from now. Your MVP.
Sure.
Your coach of the year.
The rookie.
Your player of the year.
Yep.
D player of the year.
We also have first coach fired,
ooh,
first quarterback benched.
Oh, I like that. So some
fun
ones too.
And when does Drake May start his first game?
Hashtag Maywatch.
This is going to be good stuff.
So we'll get to that coming up about 15 minutes from now. On the game tonight, we already said this and you heard in our NFL predictions. I think the Chiefs are going to three-peat. I think they're going to get that done. I would take Chiefs over the field. I think they're going to be better on offense this year. They were shockingly mediocre on offense last year. They have more around Mahomes, and I just think they're probably due to bounce back a bit. They almost had found money last year in a championship that's not won. They were supposed to win. They won anyway. And so I think it's clear for them to go three-peat. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm not saying they're going to go undefeated. I'm not saying they're going to run over the rest of the league. But I don't see a formidable challenger. I don't see a Manning to Brady in this scenario for Mahomes. I don't see another team or another quarterback who's ready standing in his way. I think they're going to three-peat. And I think it starts tonight because I think they win tonight against Baltimore.
So I do think I agree with you. Like, there's not a Manning yet, but there are also, I think there's three or four candidates to me, because early on, Manning was the guy that won MVPs, but lost a lot of playoff games, like lost to the Patriots, but also would lose to Philip Rivers. It felt like he lost a bunch of games to the Chargers, then finally broke through. So I think the guy he's playing tonight, Lamar Jackson, one of those candidates. He's won MVPs in the prime of his career, just hasn't been able to break through in the playoffs. I think Joe Burrow, who the Patriots are going to play on Sunday, who's already been to a Super Bowl, is one of those guys who beat Mahomes in the playoffs, right? Where they called Burrowhead Stadium when he went to Kansas City.
Yeah.
That kind of blew up in his face later on, but they won that one. I'm not as high on the Bills as you are for this season, but Josh Allen I like quite a bit. So there's sort of like a three-headed monster right there that could be the Manning or even like the Roethlisberger to Tom Brady and steal a Super Bowl, get past him, maybe something happened. Maybe you straight up beat Mahomes or some sort of injury, right? Brady missed a year, or, you know, Edelman and Gronk are missing time. And like, you got, then those are years where they were a little bit more vulnerable. So I think that, what, five of the six best quarterbacks in the NFL or eight of the 10 best might be in the AFC. So he has a bunch of guys that could emerge. A few of them are already like,
but the team you have coming out, we just did our
Chiefs
NFL
team?
Predictions. No. The team you have coming out of the AFC is the Jets.
Aaron Rodgers. So I'm way higher on Aaron Rodgers than you.
Yes.
He's not in the prime like the other five guys that I named, but I think Aaron Rodgers can have a season like those guys. And this might be like Aaron Rodgers' last stand. And I know he also doesn't have a great playoff record. I'm well aware of that. I've probably predicted him preseason. I've picked the Packers to like make the Super Bowl so many years when he was there. Like,
they're still picking
once.
You're still picking him. He's not even there.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. It's crazy. I got Packers Jets in the Super Bowl. But no, I think he is another one of those guys that is one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the NFL for this year. And it might be it. This might be the last year. It might be all he has left in the tank. But I think they also have a really good team. They have a defense that might be able to at least slow-ish down Kansas City. Plus, they have skill position guys. Garrett Wilson's better than any wideout Kansas City has. Breece Hall is better than Pacheco.
True.
So I think the Jets could be one of those teams that plays, I don't know if you want to call it spoiler. Yeah, spoiler. I mean, they're going for a three-peat, so could they be one of the teams that stands in the way?
I like Rashee Rice. He's not as good as Garrett Wilson, but I like Rashee Rice, assuming he stays on the field and isn't suspended.
Yeah.
I like Pacheco. He's not Breece Hall. And Mahomes is better than Rodgers. I also think the Chiefs have added a lot more. You know, Xavier Worthy
Juju
could
Smith
be.
Schuster.
Yes, exactly. Juju, Hollywood massive
Brown.
Add there.
Hollywood Brown's really good, but he has a quarterback that can throw it.
Okay.
To him.
He's out tonight.
They took Brooks Caldwell or whatever.
Yeah, he's made a glass.
They took Xavier Worthy. We haven't even mentioned Kelsey yet. So it's like, I do think there's more weapons there. They're great on defense. And so I think the Chiefs have enough. I would take them over the field. You can jump in on that. Will Kansas City three-peat, 617-779-7937. It's all part of our football coverage presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. If they do three-peat, I think they will. You think they won't. If they do, what does that say about the Patriots dynasty, the Chiefs dynasty compared to the Patriots?
Well, they would have already done something in this, you know, I guess first half, if you want to call it that. We don't know how long this dynasty is going to last, right? But the Patriots was 20 years. The Chiefs right now, this is going to be year 7 of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. And the Patriots never three-peated. It's hard to find many things that the Patriots didn't accomplish on their run. You know, we had people pointing out like they had really long win streaks in between seasons, right? At one point, they won over 20 games in a row. They had the undefeated regular season. They unfortunately never had the undefeated entire season, which is another thing that maybe at some point the Chiefs would chase. But they've never had won 3 in a row. And also, if you're just comparing the first 7 years head-to-head, all of a sudden it'd be a pretty overwhelming advantage for the Kansas City Chiefs because it'd be 4 Super Bowls to 3. It would be making the playoffs every year, which the Patriots didn't. It'd be minimum conference championship every year, and it'd be 4 Super Bowls. So it's kind of amazing. I'd never thought we were going to see a run because of the salary cap, because of not that I think the salary cap's legitimate, but you know what I mean? Like, just because it's a different era, and guys do leave. They have to make hard decisions. Tyreek Hill's not still on the Chiefs. So they didn't miss a beat, though. They lost one of the best receivers in the league, didn't miss a beat. I didn't think you were going to see a Tom Brady-like run ever again, and it literally, like, was right after Brady's run. This one started. It's, like, it's insane. And, like, yeah, they had the fun head-to-head matchups and all that, and Brady got the better of Mahomes there. But if you're just comparing Patriots to Chiefs, the Chiefs are ahead of the pace is another way of looking
Definitely.
At it. They are ahead of where the Patriots were at the same time.
I mean, just how about this? You know, you look at the Patriots and where they were at. They even had a year where they missed the playoffs early on in that dynasty. The Chiefs have not missed an AFC title game, to your point. The Chiefs are doing what the Patriots did, swapping out players like Tyreek Hill. We'll see what they do with L'Jarius Sneed moving on and just retooling on the fly because you have the ultimate player who can overcome it in Patrick Mahomes, just like the Patriots did with Tom Brady. So it's doing something the Patriots never did, which at bare minimum is a leg up when you're comparing Dynasty 1.0 with the Patriots. You're also about to enter this period where they didn't win for a decade. They went undefeated, lost in the Super Bowl. They got back and lost to the Giants again until they beat the Seahawks in 2014. You're about to enter that period where the Chiefs can really fatten up. And we're already getting on the text line, 37937, Jones, no way they three-peat. I mean, they might not. It might not be the greatest bet of all time.
I'm not ruling it out. It's not my prediction.
No way this team three-peats.
So even though this goes against what I'm saying, against my predictions, if you play it out similar to last year, where they had the least impressive of their regular seasons since Mahomes has taken over, they only won 11 games. But once they got into the playoffs, you were kind of crazy to bet against Mahomes. You're like, wait, so Mahomes is going to lose this match? Like, he's going to lose this one?
And he was an underdog. He's talking about every week. Plus money, it's the only bet. I made 15 bets in the Super Bowl. The only bet I hit was Chiefs money line.
It was Brady and 18.
They were plus money every game. Yes, exactly. That's exactly what it was.
It was a similar run, and that's where Brady had, like, everybody thinks we suck. And then they go out there, and they just beat all these teams that they didn't think they were going to win. And part of it was because they looked mortal in the regular season. They weren't 14-2, right? They were 11-6. And you're wondering, like, Travis Kelce looks like he's lost a little bit of a step. You're never really sure with their defense, even though it was a really good defense last year. But just part of you, you're like, yeah, Chiefs defense? But no, they were really, really good. And then just betting against Mahomes seems like a very poor proposition. So I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's a safer bet, certainly, to take the field. But I don't know. You can't say it's not going to happen.
It'll never happen. I mean, it has never happened in the history of the NFL. The Patriots never did it. So what if the Chiefs do? What does that say about the Pats? You can jump in, 617-779-7937. You mentioned the Chiefs' defense. I believe Kansas City and Baltimore were the top two defenses by points against in the NFL last year. They square off here tonight. Should be a good matchup. Two great quarterbacks, arguably the two best quarterbacks you could have in a matchup. It kicks off the NFL season tonight. You got the Packers and the Eagles tomorrow. Full week one slate this weekend. So we're here, Keith.
Wow.
We're finally here. We finally made it, which means it's time to get to our NFL awards. We'll cover those.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more rips, two more...
you deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
NFL's back tonight. Chiefs and Ravens in Kansas City.
Woo, what a matchup. It is a good matchup.
It is a legitimate good matchup. AFC title game rematch.
Yeah.
Arguably the two best quarterbacks in the NFL.
Damn right.
Going head-to-head. We got a game in Brazil tomorrow, full slate on Sunday.
We haven't even mentioned T-Swizzle. Is she going to be there?
Ooh, you know what? My buddy is...
people go crazy for that.
My buddy is listening on the Odyssey app in South Carolina, and he asked me that very question. He said, is Taylor going to be there tonight? I'm like, I hope so. They're going to run or play.
That's true.
I hope so.
Well, you'll know if she's there in the first 30 seconds of the game. If they don't show her, then she's not there.
They're going to cover it.
She didn't make it.
That's true. Late arrival, maybe. You never know.
Oh, could be police escort type situation.
I hope they just cut to her constantly up in the luxury box. She just looks very frustrated. They're not running her play. She's waiting for
it. So this is an NBC and Peacock game. But if you don't have Peacock, you can watch it on NBC, I believe.
Oh, is it one of those?
I think it's a Peacock game, but I think it's also NBC. It might be both.
Okay.
Because not everybody has Peacock.
Oh,
we
found out in the playoffs last year. Not everyone has it.
Not everybody has Peacock.
A lot of squawking about that and complaining about
there
that. Yeah.
Certainly was, but there's that, and you can listen to the game here on WEEI.
Well, how about that?
Yeah,
right here.
That's right. If you don't have either, if you don't have NBC or Peacock, why don't you give it a tune in right here?
Seek it right out. Yeah. We have an emergency Kiefer Madness on the way at 12:45, so stay tuned for it. This wasn't a Kiefer Madness yesterday, but Keith, you tweeted out.
Yeah, a giant bee's nest.
At Keefe 21, I think the Jones and Keefe account has it as well. Just a giant hornet's nest you have going on. That's a good text here at 37937.
Yeah.
I saw that bee's nest, the one Keefe has near his house. It was maybe 6 or 7 years ago. I threw a rock at one. It went right in the middle. Big hole was made. A few came out and stung my head. And in a weird way, I never felt more alive.
Well, I mean, what a rush. It's something you can't really duplicate. you know, getting stung by multiple bees. Great job by Terp on the
look at
if you're watching
thing.
On Twitch or YouTube. This thing is it's an enormous hive or nest, whatever you want to call it. It's disgusting. And people have given me all kinds of suggestions. Most of them involve the sword that I own.
Yeah.
The katana.
Tomasi was one of those.
Tomasi said I should take a sword to it. Mm-hmm. They're like, why else do you have a sword? A lot of people suggested flamethrower, although I'm sure my neighbor would be thrilled with the fence just went up and smoked a giant hole in the fence. Like, hello, here I am over here. We don't have a bee problem, though, anymore.
Yeah, remember that fence? We got to. We need a new one.
Others are suggesting that it's just wait till it gets cold, then they're all going to be dead anyway.
Yeah,
like,
come on.
Yeah, but then aren't they going to try to get warm inside my house when my kids sleep?
Thank you.
And thanks.
Wait, take this lion down?
Not me.
Take matters into your own hands.
Nope, I'm always standing
up. What are you, chicken?
Also,
what are you, afraid of these bees?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, good.
I've been stung twice in the last couple of weeks. It hurts like hell, but I
never felt more alive.
No. It is. I almost want to get stung. Isn't that sick?
Yeah, it is.
Look at death in the face.
How messed up is that?
Yeah.
The hell is wrong with me?
It is.
By the way, update.
It is aggressive.
Terp from the Twitch desk back down the hall there.
Sure.
Taylor Swift is expected to be at Arrowhead tonight.
Nice.
So she just like loves the team. Like just a season ticket holder, huh?
Scheming up plays.
I told you. Road games, home games,
do
Super
you think
Bowls.
She had a lottery into season tickets, yeah. Or how do you think she got those?
I think she was on the wait list patiently and then broke through this past year. She's like, yay, Chiefs. I just happened to be going out with a player.
Chiefs Kingdom.
Yep.
So
she'll be pumped. She'll be there. Over under 7.5 times we see her.
Under.
Under seven and a half?
That's a lot. 7.5? That's a lot.
2.25?
That's a ton.
Take 2.25.
You think they show her that much?
They'll show her pregame. That counts.
That does count?
On the telecast. Okay. On the telecast, over 7.5.
Under.
They'll show her in and out of breaks.
Under.
Yeah. You're taking the over then, Nick?
Oh, way over.
It's
not the summer of Taylor anymore.
It kind of is, though.
Yeah, it's not.
You don't think it is?
It's old news.
The fall?
She was all over the NFL hype video. Of course they're going to show her.
Did you see that?
No.
They did a hype video for the NFL. What was it, a 60-second, maybe a 90-second hype video?
Yeah, it was.
I think she might have been in it 5 times. Like, I don't think Lamar or Mahomes was in it as much as she was.
I'll be honest, that's scary for my 7.5. She was in that 5 times.
The 1 minute video had almost as much as 7.5.
Look,
NBC Peacock are going to be all over this.
Yeah, I like her. I'm a fan. I under 7.5. That's all. Not a big enough fan, apparently.
Oh, yeah, big fan. They were 10 best songs.
Just one of my very bold predictions here. Very chalky picks. When it came to NFL predictions earlier, playoff teams, you want to get to some awards here?
I do.
With the NFL kicking off tonight, let's get started there. Lanny, I don't know where you want to start.
The landman.
On the NFL awards, we want to work our way up to MVP. Start with
what
MVP.
What do we got?
Great.
Let's go MVP right off the rip.
Yeah.
What do you got, Jones? Who's your MVP, your most valuable player?
I don't like to do this because you have the Packers in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But I went with Jordan Love. Plus 1,800. I thought about, and I actually bet this. I heard Shime say it the other week. I tailed him immediately. Anthony Richardson, I like that as a longer bet, longer odds on that one. But Jordan Love to me is a nice combination of I'm getting some long odds. It's a team that should be in the mix. It's a guy that has a lot of hype behind him. I also look at his team and I go, who else could win it on that team? If the Packers are really good, it's not like he has a stud receiver like a Devontae Adams or somebody like that. He has a lot of good receivers, which I think works out well for him. Jordan Love plus 1,800 by MVP.
You know, I'm going to go. I like that one a lot, obviously, by the Packers winning the Super Bowl. I think it's going to be a big year for him and for that team. But I'll go CJ Stroud. He was the rookie of the year last year. He got, I think, MVP votes last year. 23 touchdowns to only 5 picks. Didn't have Steph Diggs. Didn't have even Joe Mixon. Not that you throw to him a lot, but just another guy that the defenses have to worry about. Lost Tank Dell?
Yeah.
Gained Steph Diggs.
Well, I mean, no. Last year he lost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, so he's...
Dell's very much back. He looked good in the preseason, yeah.
I think... And then Dalton Schultz, I think, could have a good season for him. So they do have the attention of the league, whereas last year they kind of snuck up on a lot of people. But all 4 of us picked the Texans. Oh, no, that's not true. 3 of us picked the Texans to win that division. I think they're going to be good, maybe even a little bit better. Last year they had 10 wins. So what if they get to 11 or 12 and he has good numbers? I'll take CJ Stroud, and he's like plus 1,200, depending on where you're shopping.
Okay, Lanny?
Kind of an easy pick, but like I said, I'm going with the slim Lamar Jackson to win the MVP. Really banging on this weight
Lamar.
Loss, making much more versatile quarterback than he already is.
I like that. Can't catch him. Can't hit what you can't catch.
Good luck.
Nick?
I'm going chalk and going Mahomes. They got him weddings. They got him weapons.
He's getting married. I mean, congratulations, Patrick.
He might be going to a wedding soon. We don't know.
We don't know.
But yeah, I'm just going
Kelsey
Patrick
and Swift,
Mahomes.
Maybe. Hmm?
There was apparently a bunk report out there that there was like a relationship contract that there's like an end date to it.
That was a bunk report?
Yeah, apparently there's a bunk report.
Well, my wife was telling me about that yesterday. I was half listening, but so that wasn't a real report.
No, apparently Kelsey's rep had to come out and be like, no way.
We don't do that. We don't sign that. It's a real relationship.
So, I mean, I guess.
Okay.
It's pretty real to
me. All right.
But.
So we got four different MVPs.
I like it.
Nice.
Covering our bases.
Good
a little
start.
Bit.
We're a buckshot strategy with this. I like it.
All right. What do you guys, who are you picking for offensive player of the year?
Okay. This is one I bet a long time ago. The odds have, I think I got it plus 22, 23. It's down to plus 1,500, Breece Hall. Offensive player of the year. I think he's going to put up big numbers for the Jets. That doesn't mean the Jets are going to be good. He put up big numbers last year and the Jets were terrible. I think Breece Hall, offensive player of the year, plus 1,500 is where I saw it last night.
I'm going to go with CeeDee Lamb. Got the contract, and he is, last year, I think, surprised a lot of people. He led the league with 135 catches, had 1,700 yards and
ridiculous.
12 touchdowns.
Ridiculous.
So if there's a little room to grow there, then he's going to win it. So I will take CeeDee Lamb. I think the touchdowns are going to have to go up a little bit. Just the way it's going to be such a competitive field, right? This is the one award that they choose. All right, we're not going to give it to the quarterback. We're going to give it to the best, like a record-breaking type wide out or record-breaking type
running back. This is the best offensive player who's not a quarterback.
Basically, yes. That's what they should call
it. What helps him is he's the only person in that offense right now.
They got nobody else, but still, the guy was an absolute machine last year. So I'm expecting even a little bit better, and then he'll win the award. Billy?
Sadly, I had the same exact pick.
CeeDee Lamb?
I did pick CeeDee Lamb.
Oh, so
awesome.
It was a good choice.
Everything Keith said, I echo.
All right. Two Nick? For Lamb?
I went Saquon Barkley. I heard Andy Hart touting this a lot. Saquon in that Eagles offense with the Eagles offensive line, he should be even better than he was with the Giants because he can actually run behind that line. So give me Saquon.
Okay. I like that.
Two running backs, Breece Hall, Saquon Barkley, and two votes for CeeDee Lamb. What's next, Billy?
Defensive player of the year.
All right. So there are a couple chalk-ish type picks. I feel like it has to be a sack master more than it would be a great guy in the secondary. I know Steph Gilmore won this a few years ago, but it is pretty rare. It's almost like a guard winning defensive player of the year in the NBA. So I was looking up front, and maybe not your prototypical one, but because I am pretty high on the Chicago Bears, I think the Bears are going to eke out a playoff spot, get a wild card spot. Montez Sweat was traded from the Commanders to the Bears. Last year, between the two teams, he had 12.5 sacks and was a Pro Bowler all year in Chicago this year. He's going to have to do better than that. He's going to have to be in the teens in order to win this, but I think he pulls it off. I'll take Montez Sweat.
They were good defense at the end of the year, a real good defense last year, so I like that. I went Aiden Hutchinson. If you listened earlier, I have the Lions in the Super Bowl. I don't think they were fluky last year. I have them taking a step forward. I think their defense gets better. I think Hutchinson is a big reason why he's plus 1,100 for defensive player of the year, which is wide open now without Aaron Donald.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm in on Aiden Hutchinson.
Of the Raiders, Max with two X's, Crosby. Max Crosby.
Max Crosby.
Is my defensive player of the year.
He's a menace.
That's the exact word I was going to use.
Two X's?
Max the menace.
Look out.
Would have been better if he was
Maniacs.
Third one.
Maniacs. I like that.
Max with three X's and Crosby might already be taken.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying there's probably somebody in the film.
I think she's doing pretty well. Thank you very much. Well, there's Maxine, the horror movie. She was in the porno industry and also a killer. So.
She's a pornog actor is what she was.
Go ahead there, Nick.
I went Will Anderson. He won Defensive Rookie of the Year last year. The Texans added Danielle Hunter, so they can't just put everybody on his side to block him. So give me Will Anderson as Defensive Player of the Year.
Okay. Hey, Will Anderson.
Will.
What do we have next?
Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Mr. Anderson.
I'll take this one. Malik Nabers. I think there are a lot of parallels to Jamar Chase, his rookie year. I'm not sure he's the biggest talent coming into the league. You like Marvin Harrison. I like Nabers over Harrison entering the league.
That's a bold flavor as well.
I think he's going to get hyper-targeted in that offense. Harrison at least has to divvy it up. There's James Conner. Kyler Murray's going to scramble for some plays.
Scoot a little bit.
You know, they brought in Zay Jones, although he might be suspended. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
They have a good
five games, was it?
Yeah, they have a good tight end there as well, and Trey McBride. I just think he has to fight for more targets and fight for more of the his share in the offense. I think this whole offense is Malik Nabers. There's no more Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
So look, Caleb Williams makes a lot of sense. Jaden Daniels makes a lot of sense. Quarterbacks often win it. But so do wide receivers. Ja'Marr Chase won it a few years ago. I think Malik Nabers can win it this year.
So I should, because I have the Bears making the playoffs, I should just take Caleb Williams, but I'm not going to do that. Yeah. I got to put
diversify.
My money. I got to go with my guy, Bo Nix. He's getting the start right off the rip. Expectation for the Broncos is low. Therefore, he doesn't have to make the playoffs. But if he starts every game all season, puts up decent enough stats, maybe they win 7 or 8 games, I think he'll get a ton of consideration. So I will take Bo Nix.
He's a captain, you know.
Damn right he's a captain. The guy's like 30 years old.
Yeah, seriously.
He's older than most of the guys on the team.
He has kids as old as his teammates is what he's got.
He's celebrating like his 8th wedding anniversary coming up. So congrats to him.
Keith didn't do it, so I'm going to do it. Caleb Williams.
Yeah. Nice.
Yep.
I mean, you know what? Chalky, but,
no, but
that's
a
smart bet.
That's a smart bet. He's probably going to win it.
Yeah.
By the way, neighbor, I meant to say this. Neighbor's plus 1,400, so a little longer odds there. Go ahead, Nick.
Well, I'm going very long odds. At plus 5,000, Brian Thomas Jr.,
ooh,
the other LSU receiver.
Can I tell you?
Probably love in the it. Best situation.
Dude, I like it, too. There was a preseason trade in my fantasy league, and this isn't even a keeper league. This is post-draft before week one, and it was Brian Thomas for Nick Chubb and Jerome Ford.
Yeah.
So it's basically the running back for the Browns. I'm like, I'd rather have that. Then you're like, the more you look at it, like, Brian Thomas could have a huge year.
He could very quickly become Trevor Lawrence's favorite target.
Yeah, Ridley's gone. So, like, he's got to throw to somebody
Gabe Davis stinks.
Gabe Davis stinks, but he stinks.
Yeah.
And so,
Brian Thomas Jr.
There's a long track record of, and Nabers is one of these guys, those LSU receivers hitting and hitting big. That's an interesting one. And it's one to follow, too, because the Patriots couldn't have picked him where they were, but they could have moved up to go take him.
Sure, you
can. And they didn't. So it's another easy one to follow.
I like it.
What's next, Bill?
A defensive rookie of the year.
So this is a barren wasteland. This is not.
It's a hard one.
Which makes sense because if you go back to the actual NFL draft, it was all these quarterbacks, it was all these receivers, it was offensive linemen. There weren't a lot of defensive players even taken early in the NFL draft.
It might have been a record for how many offensive players went right away.
It was very offensive heavy. I mean, the Patriots drafted, they drafted one defensive player total in their entire draft. I'll go with one of the favorites, though, and I think it also, similar to just defensive player of the year, it's going to be somebody that has a bunch of sacks, and so I'll go Dallas Turner, who is on the Minnesota Vikings. He's, I think, second in the odds, like plus 450, but I'll take Turner to win that.
First 14 players drafted were on offense last
year. Yeah, it's like pretty insane. So there's no overwhelming favorite for this.
No, you went Dallas Turner. I went with Jared Verse, edge rusher out of Florida State. He's on the Rams, plus 900. So one of the shortest odds along with Dallas Turner. I just think there's going to be production to go around in that defense. Aaron Donald retired. As we mentioned, they also traded Ernest Jones, right? Their linebacker to Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So I think production is going to be there to be had. They're going to need him to be productive. So I'll go with Jared Verse.
I'm going with this one based solely on the guy's name.
Okay.
I like it.
Of the Colts, Leatu Latu.
Ooh, he was
nice
one. He was the first defensive guy drafted, 15.
Good one.
How about that?
All right. Okay. Like that one, Billy. Nick?
I also went Leatu Latu.
Oh, yeah. A consensus.
Wow. I think he...
Who knew?
He was probably the best defensive player last year coming out, obviously, because he was the first one taken.
Yeah.
He should have gone higher. It's just his medicals were bad.
Oh, boy. So, bad medicals.
Bad medicals.
I mean, he had a bunch of issues in college, but he was healthy his last season. He's really good. So give me Leatu Latu.
Okay. Wow. Real banged up.
That's not good.
If he can stay healthy, he's probably the best defender.
Held together by safety pins.
A doctor.
Well, you're going to have to call one.
I am not.
Okay.
Bad medicals.
What's up?
Jeez.
I love it. What's next?
Coach of the year.
Oh, coach of the year.
Coach of the year. This one's wide open, folks. This could be anybody.
I went with Campbell. I've already said my piece on the Lions a bunch. He's plus 2,000. I like your pick better, Keith. You beat me to it
in the
show doc. But I like Dan Campbell at plus 2,000. If the Lions are winning 13, 14 games and they level up, I think you can be coach of the year.
Yeah, so a lot of times you have to kind of look at what your picks were. So we did all the team picks first. You're like, all right, what team maybe overachieved the most based on what I think is going to happen this year? And I'll take year one with the Chargers, Jim Harbaugh turning them around.
I like it.
I know he's one of the favorites, but because it's so wide open, it's still like plus 1,000. Like there's no obvious pick for this thing. So if the Chargers make the playoffs after a few really disappointing seasons, and if Justin Herbert looks really good, I think Harbaugh is going to get a ton of credit because somebody like Campbell, I think, is expected to be a playoff team, and some of these other guys are expected to be in the playoffs. Harbaugh isn't, at least in the first year. So I will take
Jim Harbaugh's return to the NFL getting coach of the year.
Right there with you. First year back. Give me Jim Harbaugh.
Double dip.
Double that.
Nick?
So even though I have the Packers in the wild card, yeah. I went Matt LaFleur.
Ooh, Matty LaFleur.
I know that if you win the Super Bowl, you don't win coach of the year or whatever, but I think the Packers, they could still win, 12 games this year and still be in a wild card. So
that's true. I mean, both teams could win 12 games.
When I was looking at the odds, Andy Reid, I don't have him in front of me, but he's like plus 6,500. I'm like, is it stupid to just bet Andy Reid? They're going to be the best team, I think.
Didn't Bill only won it a few times?
Think he won three.
But did he win it in 07 when they went undefeated? Probably.
I think that was one of the years he won it. Yeah,
that's what if Andy Reid and the Chiefs go obviously undefeated. But what if they go 16-1? Do you give it to Reid?
And at some point, you can't give it to the best coach every year because it gets repetitive. But at some point, you're like, we kind of owe him one.
Yeah,
I could see that. I thought about it with Reid. I didn't go there.
Yeah, Bill was 03, 07, and 10.
There you go. That 10 team was
so
sneaky.
So only one Super Bowl winning team.
Correct.
Now, I know it's a regular season award, but interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Coach of the year. Oh, no, sorry. First coach fired.
I'm going Jim Harbaugh.
The complete opposite.
Still
of what
Campbell.
We're just discussing.
All right, so this
would be the first head coach fired?
This is a good question because you look at who could even be a candidate for this. Uh-huh. There's so many new coaches, and I know crazy things can happen, but I feel like, 8 new coaches? I feel like they're all safe. A lot of them are on really bad teams, like Gerard Mayo and others. Oh. Like, they're not going anywhere.
Okay, and even if they did get fired, they're not going to get fired before the year's over.
No.
Right.
And then there's the teams that I think are going to make the playoffs. So that's another, 14 teams, and then another 8 or whatever. So you're like, who's even left? And then even second-year guys, you're thinking, all right, they'd probably give them the whole second season, right? So anyway, long story short, maybe too late, I'm going to go Brian Daboll, who I like. I think he's a good offensive coordinator. I just think he has a bad team. He has a bad quarterback. He can only get so much out of Danny Dimes. I think they're going to be in the basement in that division. He's been there for a few years now, so they might just be getting a little bit sick of him. So there are a couple of other candidates. Once you guys all say yours, I'll throw out there. But I'm going to go Brian Daboll for my official
pick. I thought about Daboll, and it was a toss-up between him and this other guy. I just think this other guy has no business even being a coach in the league. Daboll at least has shown some flashes. Dennis Allen in New Orleans.
You like Dennis Allen?
I think he could get fired and get fired early. He's been fired previously from the Raiders in season. So I say Dennis Allen.
Tom Brady's first firing as a owner is Antonio Pierce.
Oh, look at that!
Oh, man!
Take the hike, Pierce.
Dunzo.
All right.
Rude.
Brady dropping the axe.
It was a long con. Yep, it's revenge for losing those Super Bowls against the Giants.
I'm going to rehire McDaniels.
I'm bringing back my guy. They're like, no, we don't want him.
Take Strahan's job on Good Morning America.
Yep. Exactly.
Jones, I'm also going Dennis Allen.
Get out of here, Dennis Allen.
He probably should have.
Dennis Allen taking strays.
He should have been on the really hot seat last year, even though they did go 9-8.
Yeah.
But he.
Dude, 9-8.
There's just no juice behind Dennis Allen.
All right. So that's definitely one of the candidates I thought of, too. The other ones would be the spots that we thought Bill Belichick could land this offseason that they didn't do it. So I have 4 candidates. Now, I think the Jets are going to be really good. But if they're not, Robert Saleh,
you're out.
Obvious candidate.
Yeah.
The Bills, I don't think are going to be great. So I think they could be tempted to can Sean McDermott during the season. But if they're good, then they're going to keep him.
And he, Lord knows, he gives a good pump-up speech.
I mean, he gets the guys fired up. He'll talk about anything. And then Mike McCarthy, if the Cowboys aren't good, high expectations for them. And then Sirianni. Now, we all have the Eagles and Cowboys both making the playoffs, so that won't happen. But if one of them.
Right, but the point is if they don't meet expectations.
Right, but they're candidates for it.
Yeah.
Everybody else, I feel like overall their job is probably pretty safe regardless of what happens.
Okay, what's left?
Last one. Oh, no, we got 2 more. First QB benched.
Do we all agree on this?
I think this one's chalk.
Brissett?
Jacoby Brissett.
First QB benched. Be Brissett.
What week?
So it's the. All right, so that's the next question.
Oh,
right?
Sorry, you're right. It is the next.
Basically the next question because I think. We were following this the whole way. So, most teams didn't even have to announce who their quarterback was because it was obvious. And then as we got closer and closer to the end of camp, teams would say, hey, Bo Nix is our starter or Jaden Daniels is our starter. Sneaky, the second to last one was the Steelers.
They're another good one.
So, Russell Wilson, I think, would be the only other option for right now if they're like, all right, he doesn't have it. Let's just see what Fields has.
I could see Daniel Jones, too, but I don't really think there are a ton of options to just be
Derek
outright
Carr,
benched.
Because Rattler had a really good preseason. Yeah.
Ooh, the Rattler.
Carr. Yeah.
I don't hate that one. That's
you
not
should,
bad.
If anyone should hate that one, it should be you.
Why?
You don't like rattlesnakes. Rattler.
No, I know. I don't have to look at it, but you can call it. call him that.
You don't think people are going to start sending that out on social media?
That one actually would play well for your guys' take on Dennis Allen.
Yes,
because before you get fired, you make the QB change, and then that also doesn't work. Then you get fired.
That buys you a week, and then you get fired. That's true. They'd go to Tommy Cutlets, who they go to with the Giants, I think. Drew Locke is there, too.
Drew Locke is there. They gave him like $5 million.
Dude, Locke won 4 games with the Broncos a couple years ago at the
end. Nice. Okay, so we all,
nothing to sneeze at.
We all say Brissett. What's our final question here,
Bill? Question is May's first start.
May's first start? I'm on record. It's week 2. Brissett does not play well. May's in there. Week 2. That's when I think he gets his first start.
I would love that. We know it's not week 1, so I would love week 2. And then if it's not that, I would love week 3. And if it's not that, I would love it. But here's how I really think it's going to play out. I think it's actually going to be week 5. So week 1, they, in my scenario, lose to Cincinnati. Week 2, they actually win. And then that sort of buys them a little bit of time. So they're 1-1. Brissett, even if he doesn't look great, I think they're going to be 1-1. They're not going to start him on a short week against the Jets, which is week 3. They're not going to throw him into the Wolves against the Niners week 4. But Robert Kraft's going to want him in that second home game, get the people fired up. So Miami Dolphins, October 6th, I think, is when he starts.
Okay.
I got him the week after against the Texans. Week 6.
Week 6, okay.
Week 6.
And then Keith, I agree, week 5.
Week 5.
Softest landing spot.
By far, because you just had Brissett get destroyed by Nick Bosa and the Niners, and then you're like, they lose 31-6.
I mean, that's a good point. Some of it might not even be like their choice. Brissett might just be dead.
Oh, yeah, that's
coming
true.
Out of that game.
Just hurt.
So we all have him starting by at the latest October 13th, and we all have Brissett first quarterback benched.
Before how? So if you're a little
kid, get excited for the Patriots this year.
If you're a little kid out there and you want to dress up as Drake May for Halloween, you'll be going as the starting quarterback, not the backup quarterback.
That's true.
That's how I view it.
That'll be a hot.
Good,
hot
good.
In the streets, hot commodity Halloween costume.
Does your kid have a Halloween costume picked out yet or an idea?
I think I'm saying yes, but I don't have a firm commitment on that. No, he can still change.
Yeah.
He hasn't really decided on if he's a Niners fan or a Patriots fan, but that's another story for another day.
Oh, boy. So Brock Purdy, he might go as Brock Purdy.
He could. He very well could.
I know.
So there you go. Those are our NFL awards. We're now pot committed.
On the record.
We'll be tweeting those out shortly at Jones and Keefe on both Instagram and Twitter. Terp did a good job with our playoff teams earlier, so keep a lookout for those in case you want to reference those at any point. Throw them in our face or pat us on the back for our great predictions. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, it's an emergency Kiefer Madness next.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now? It's Kiefer Madness.
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a dude.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
What about porch poopers? Targeted by a porch pooper.
The homeowner who wishes to remain anonymous but who will refer to as Jim.
All right, it's an emergency Kiefer Madness revisited from just a couple of short days ago. We gave you a story from the great state of Kentucky involving none other than a porch pooper, Jones. And sadly, we ended that story on Tuesday by alerting everybody that the pooper remains at large, despite the fact that there is a tremendous amount of DNA evidence linking him to the crimes.
I can't imagine there could be much more.
As well as a door camera, which has seen this gentleman show up multiple times to the same house. He scouted it out originally.
It wasn't it in the same outfit even? Like not even changing his outfit.
Red shirt.
This is my porch pooping outfit. I don't want to get
socks.
I don't want to get my other outfit messy.
No. Red shirt, mesh shorts, socks.
Yep.
And the first day he went, just peered inside, which is creepy. I don't like that. I don't need a peeping Tom. But didn't leave anything.
Right.
Next day showed up, defecated onto the porch.
Sure.
Did that a second time. The third time, I believe he got chased away I forget what happened. The guy turned a light on or something.
Yeah, no, correct.
He took off.
There was an altercation to a degree of, or at least off. An interaction where he was scared away and didn't leave any excrement.
Well, lo and behold, we have an update to the story. And sadly, it is not from this lady.
What about porch poopers?
Nope.
She
The story's gone big, I think. Well, it's really started to pick up a lot of steam. Oh, it is.
It's the exact same news station. I think she knew the story was coming, so she took the day off. She's like, I'm not dealing with this anymore. So it's another news anchor who has to talk about this story.
It's another person who went to college for broadcast journalism for
4 years at Newhouse.
I'd imagine at least 4 years.
Yep.
Newhouse or wherever
Maybe
else.
Maybe a master's.
Your turn to cover this.
Yeah. He's like, all right, fine. Get so I will now tackle it. So here he is.
New here at 7:30, the man police say has been pooping on one Louisville homeowner's porch over the past week, paid that homeowner another visit this weekend.
Wow. He's back.
Paid him another visit over the long weekend. So he obviously had time off as well. Good for him. Steady job.
Got a vacation scheduled.
I got Monday off now.
I'm holding this up all Labor Day weekend on my vacation.
He was back.
Not going to poop. Saving it. Wait for
this guy's porch.
Back from the long weekend. Yep, here we go.
There he is.
In fact, the homeowner tells me the now infamous porch pooper went back to his house two times over the Labor Day weekend. The homeowner tells us the first visit happened on the morning of September 1st. The man came over in the middle of the night, pooped, and then left.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, he didn't hang, all right, so
he didn't hang around.
Got that. Nope.
Appreciate his work.
Kind of a drive-by, if you will.
Yeah, I got it.
He was out of there.
Okay.
The homeowner put up sonic alarms and cat litter the next day.
All right, so what does that do? Is the sonic alarms, I kind of understand. Is the cat litter more of a joke?
That almost invites...
Yeah.
Maybe he's trying to invite him, trying to reel him in.
Is he like, hey, I know you're coming. Why don't you just use this instead? Like, that to me is
easier cleanup.
It's a misstep.
If you're going to do this anyway.
So sonic alarms.
Yeah.
Does that make like a big noise?
Yeah, I'm sure it alerts the neighbors and scares him. Although I don't know how much you want to scare him.
I don't think stage fright's a problem for this guy.
Mid-deed.
No, he's...
I don't know how much you want to do that.
He's going to see the story through for sure.
But yeah, the homeowner put up sonic alarms and cat litter the next day.
Okay.
Well, it seemed to deter him when he returned last night because the homeowner tells me he ran away. If you recognize this man, you're asked to contact police at 574-LMPD.
All right, we'll keep our eyes out for this guy who, again, they still have not caught.
You have a description? Is it still the same outfit and everything?
It looked like a same shirt that he was wearing. And
it's his pooping shirt.
So they didn't say it in the news story, but in the write-up on the website, on the news website, it said that that has now been six different times he has used the bathroom on the guy's porch. They have a camera. Like, they see his face.
Yeah, I don't get how this guy got away with coming back after a quick layoff. Like, you got to be.
At this point, too.
You got to be. This one's on you.
At this point, like, enough is enough. If this was your home, wouldn't you either, deter him, perhaps, with, I don't know, like, a sword or another weapon?
Yeah.
Or if you're like, you know what, I'm not going to get involved. I don't want to get my hands dirty, as it were.
Sure.
Like, shouldn't a police officer just be, like, waiting for this guy? He's coming
just
that regularly.
Out.
Yeah. Like, shouldn't you just wait and be like, as soon as the guy's still be like, yeah, we got you, bud.
It makes you question how much this guy really wants to catch a porch pooper. He likes
it's a bit of a cat and mouse.
He likes the thrill of a chase.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
well,
it's,
we also
at some point,
speculated.
At some point when you catch this this individual, the thrill is gone. There's no more thrill to it. And so maybe he likes the cat and mouse game. Maybe
the
he likes
homeowner
the chase.
Who wishes to remain anonymous but who will refer to as Jim.
We speculated on Tuesday. Maybe Jim's not 100% innocent in all this.
Yeah.
He's not putting up, again, part of the pawn, too much of a stink because he may have done something to this individual. Maybe he knows exactly who it is. But then he doesn't want, you know, the skeletons in his closet to come out.
The text line was blowing up with the same theory.
What's that?
That this individual, Jim, has dogs, animals, and he's letting them crap all over other people's lawns.
He's like, oh, is like that?
This is payback.
How's this?
Oh, you won't pick up your dog poop? How about some human poop?
Man.
How about, it looks like cat poop, but how about some human poop?
Targeted by a porch pooper.
Louisville, you thought the South was supposed to be so polite.
No.
So gentrified.
It's true.
And especially a place like Louisville.
Something's off. And I'll be honest, like we kind of half-joked on Tuesday, maybe we'll have an update to the story. We did. And now there's still no resolution. So I wouldn't be surprised next week we might have more on this.
We should.
Keep our eyes peeled.
Did you say, and a hat tip to you, Keith, always getting the scoops.
Yep.
You say TMZ is now covering this?
TMZ was on this. They're like the infamous porch pooper. I'm like, what, from our show? Oh, look at that.
So now TMZ is chasing
all
around.
Over it.
They're like sticking. They're waiting on the porch.
It's
the
wild.
Guy shows up. They're sticking microphones in his face like they follow people out of an airport.
It's pretty crazy.
Porch pooper, I got a question for
you. What do you have? So there you go. There's the latest, but certainly not the end of this story.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay. How about that? Good stuff as always. Worthwhile emergency madness. Meanwhile, it's going to be a tough act to follow. But Taylor Twellman, the lead MLS analyst on Apple TV.
All right.
He's got the Revs, and he's got St. Louis this weekend. He also has, awareness that he's raising for his annual concussion night at Gillette Stadium, where they raise awareness for the injuries he's suffered. We're going to ask him about all of that coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.